Okay, we will now, I will now open the commission meeting for Wednesday, October 24th, 2012. I assume we still have a quorum?
We do, Madam Chair.
Great, thank you.
Jim.
Under my report, first off, I'd just like to thank everyone who attended the MTC Annual Transportation Award Ceremony. I'd also like to thank all the staff that worked on it. It was very nicely done, and I was very proud of all the people that were chosen and all the people who worked hard on the jury, so to speak, to choose those individuals who won the awards. Also, I'd like to just mention that on October 10th, Commissioners Cortese, Dodd, McKenzie, and myself attended the exit interview conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers. We reviewed the MTC financial report for June 30th, 2012, single audit A-133 report on federal funding, the BEFA and BAHA financial statements, and management comments and internal controls. The auditors reported that their audit opinion is unqualified and they found no material weaknesses or questions or question costs in internal controls. The auditors did discuss recommendations designed to improve internal reporting as well as management's plan to implement procedures to address these recommendations. A copy of the financial report has been mailed to each commissioner. So that is my report. I have nothing else to report. We will now move to the Policy Advisory Council report. Is Egon here? Or Dolly, you're going to report today?
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Yes, normally Egon is here, but not only did I get to replace him this morning at the award ceremony, I will make the report for the PAC meeting that we held recently. So before you this afternoon or this morning is our work advisory plan. It's on the yellow sheet of paper in front of you. This work advisory, the PAC advisory work plan, covers the topics that we had talked about as a group a couple months ago. We started to work on the legislation idea and what legislative issues we should address. We'll have staff come back and bring those to us. In terms of the Plan Bay Area program that's ongoing, I don't know if comments specific, you want comments specific now, but it was agreed upon with the PAC that the timeline, et cetera, that you've put out sounds good. I think it does allow the PAC to be able to take some of that information in and digest it before you see it on your agendas and to be able to give you valuable advisory input. One of the ideas, though, that we would like to remind you of, and I'll put a speaker card in when we get to the item number six, or ask that you pull item six, cycle two, the One Bay Area Grant Resolution 4035. I think there's a number of items that are talked about in that proposal that the PAC would feel differently on than what is being proposed. And specifically, that has to do with transit sustainability and making sure that the projects that are funded under OBAG are addressing housing issues and transit sustainability, that the projects are actually paying for themselves. We would ask that MTC ask transit operators to demonstrate how the funds would be used as an incentive pool to meet the plans of the TSP that both your organization and us have talked about and really hammered out for so many months previously, because we all do want a sustainable transit system. And other than that, we had a great meeting, and again, the committee appreciated meeting with you a couple months ago, and if you have questions, I can answer them now, or I'll put in a speaker card for later, but I do ask that you pull item 6, Resolution 4035. Thank you.
Thank you, Dolly. We can address that when we get to the program and allocation. Any questions for Dolly? Okay, seeing none, Executive Director's report, Ann or Andy?
Good morning, Commissioners. Andrew Fremier, Deputy Executive Director of Operations, and I will be sitting in for Steve as far as reporting on the Director's report. His report is very brief, and I will take advantage of that and make my report even briefer. There has been one departure. John Urban has left the operations section after serving for 6 years, and then we have a new appointment starting on Halloween. Nick Rothel will come in as the Information Technology Strategy and Operations Manager, quite a title. Nick will be coming in from Wisconsin and hopefully not wearing a cheese head when he comes in. I would like to mention on the summary of events at the bottom of the page, we performed well in 511 over the weekend of October 6 and 7 that had a considerable amount of events happening in San Francisco. We saw an increase in our web sessions and transit trip planners over their normal use, so we felt that was a good sign and a thing to report. On page 2, I wanted to point out that Steve has been appointed to the executive committee of the TRB in Washington, D.C., and he'll be starting his term in January of this year. The reason I'm presenting, as you all know, is Steve is in Vienna right now at the ITS World Congress, and attached is his presentation that is showing our efforts in ITS relative to the plan and other things that we're doing in the agency. And then finally, if I could direct your attention to the map of the month, what we have there is, I think, a very positive sign in terms of driver safety and vehicle miles traveled around the United States. Things are trending in a good direction, primarily because of technology changes over the years, as well as the unstable economy has helped us out quite a bit as vehicle miles travel has reduced. So that's the essence of his report, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you, Andrew. Any comments or questions on the executive director's report? Okay, seeing none. Commissioner comments? Any comments by the commissioners? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move to the consent calendar. I did have a request to pull resolution number 4035 revised. If it is okay with the commission, I will pull that one.
I'll move consent without 4035.
Okay. Second. There's a motion by Kinney, second by Spearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing none. Item number 4035 is being pulled. There's some speaker cards, and we also received a couple letters on the issue. Did you want to give any little brief presentation on 4035?
Sure, Commissioners. My name is Alex Bockelman, Director of Programming Allocations. I'll just briefly note what the Resolution 4035 was proposing to do. It is a proposed revision to the One Bay Area Grant project selection policies and programming. There were three proposed revisions before you this month. One is an update to the PDA investment and growth strategy. The commission directed staff to work with the congestion management agencies when this was approved in May. We have worked with them over the summer, and the changes reflect sort of that work with them. And secondly, it does update the funding by county to reflect the final RENA numbers that were approved by ABAG. And then thirdly, it does amend in specific projects for the Regional Freeway Performance Initiative Program and two county projects, one in Solano and one in Santa Clara, based on the county project selection processes that they have going in those counties. So those are the proposed changes, and I'll be happy to answer questions from the commissioners.
Thank you. Does anybody have any comments? I do have several speaker cards. Would you prefer to hear from the speakers first?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and do that. Starting with Robert McCauley, followed by Martin Engelman. And a reminder that each of you has 2 minutes.
Thank you, Chair and members of the Commission. My name is Robert McCauley. I'm the Director of Planning for the Solano Transportation Authority. I'd just like to comment that the CMA planning directors have worked carefully with your staff on the revised wording on the checklist and on the resolution here. And further, those discussions have then gone up to the CMA executive directors to talk further with the wording that is here. And we as a group have supported at our meetings the wording that you see before you. I'm not going to take additional time except to let you know that it does have those group support. Or if there are any questions I can answer, I'd be happy to do so.
Okay, thank you. Martin Engelman, followed by Sam Tepperman-Gelfont.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. I'm Martin Engelman, Deputy Executive Director for Planning at the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. And I just wanted to share with you our experience in Contra Costa with using a compliance checklist to certify local compliance with our growth management program. The CMAs were asked to get together with MTC and come up with a proposal for how we would run this PDA investment and growth strategy. And one of the tools, one of the compliance instruments that we suggest using is a checklist. And in Contra Costa County, we've been using the checklist for 23 years to certify local compliance with the growth management program. I would just suggest to you that it is not a self-certification. It's simply a quick way of a local jurisdiction to show to you that they're in compliance with the requirements, and it is a fully auditable document. So when it's submitted to you, if a jurisdiction answers yes to a particular question, we can submit backup materials. MTC staff can ask that we provide any information that they need to give them the assurances they need that we're in compliance. So I noticed that this has been characterized as self-certification. I would suggest it's simply just a compliance checklist. It's a compliance instrument, and it's been very useful in Contra Costa County for the Measure C and Measure J growth management programs. So I would support use of that checklist.
Thank you. Sam Tepperman Gelfont, followed by Sandy Wong.
Good morning. Sam Tepperman Gelfont with Public Advocates. I want to draw your attention to the letter that there were copies of this morning from 14 community stakeholder groups, including environmental, health, housing, and social justice groups. We saw the proposed changes to the One Bay Area Grant Program Friday afternoon when they were put out for this agenda, and some of them seem fairly serious from the revisions, including allowing CMAs to come up with their own definitions of communities of concern rather than using the definition that this commission approved earlier this year, changes to the self-certification checklist, or the addition of the self-certification checklist, and changes to the way that air toxicity in the PDAs is going to be treated. We would request that you hold off a decision on this item until your meeting next month so that community stakeholders have the opportunity to review and provide input on these proposed changes, just as the CMAs have. It shouldn't hold up any of the planning that's ongoing at the CMA level, and it would provide community stakeholders a chance to work with staff to make sure that there is consensus around the changes that come back to you next month. Thanks.
Thank you. Sandy Wong, followed by Tess Lingio.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commission members. Sandy Wong with San Mateo CCAG. We're here to support MTC staff recommendation on the changes to Resolution 4035. That recommendation consists of hard works of past many months between staff of MTC, ABAC, and CMA. The changes, one of the changes include allowing CMAs to define a community of concern, and that is because the current definition in the MTC on community of concern has been shrinking. So in San Mateo County, for example, we not only have East Palo Alto as a defined community of concern, we also have many small pockets of areas that meet the definition of community of concerns. And also we have established countywide community-based transportation plans that's been adopted through a long process. And we need to honor those and implement those areas. So we ask that this definition be allowed to be defined by MTC, CMA as well. And also, in terms of the care communities, CMA is not an expert in that area, but we're more expert in transportation area. So the revision in this resolution better aligns with our expertise. If you adopt this revision, MTC will direct CMAs to favorably consider projects in areas where local jurisdictions employ best management practices to mitigate toxic air contaminant exposures. Thank you.
Thank you. Tess Lengel, followed by Bob Allen.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Tess Lingell. I'm a deputy director, one of the deputy directors with the Alameda County Transportation Commission. And I just wanted to note that the development of the One Bay Area Grant Program actually entrusted the congestion management agencies with implementation of the programs within our counties. Resolution 4035 also offered the opportunity for the congestion management agencies to work with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and ABAG on finalizing certain policy portions of the program. And since you approved the OBAG program in May, we've had several meetings with MTC, ABAG, and the Air District on the One Bay Area Grant program over the many months. And your staff recommendation reflects the uniformity in how we would all like to move forward with the implementation of the One Bay Area Grant program. There are three areas that I wanted to note that have been modified with regard to what was originally in the One Bay Area program for the Alameda, for the congestion management agencies to participate in developing protocols for toxic air contaminants. This is truly outside the realm of congestion management agencies, and MTC, ABAG, and the Air District did all agree when we had these discussions that it really should reside with the regional agencies. Regarding the communities of concern, I'd like to echo what Sandy Wong just mentioned, that we have a commitment to implementation of the community-based transportation plans that we have adopted in our counties, some of which are outside the communities of concerns currently defined by MTC, and we want the opportunity to continue those investments in those communities, but we will also use the definition of MTC for communities of concern. Finally, I wanted to note that the checklist was developed in collaboration with all of the nine county congestion management agencies and MTC to provide a uniform method for ensuring that we are meeting the requirements of the One Bay Area Grant Program. It is auditable, as has been mentioned, and it's a uniform way at the regional level to ensure that all of the counties and the jurisdictions within the counties are meeting the One Bay Area Grant Program. So with that, I'd like to support staff recommendation for approval of the modifications to Resolution 4035. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob Allen, followed by Dolly Sandoval, followed by Linda Jackson.
Good morning, Commissioners. Bob Allen from Urban Habitat. To echo the comments that Sam from Public Advocates lifted up in our letter that you all received copies of, I think if you look at the packet and the number of strike-throughs in the changes, I think it rises to the level of being significant. It's great that MTC and the CMAs had conversations after the OBAG program was voted on and approved, and we want to see those conversations continue, that technical assistance continue. But when substantive changes to the degree that were made are made, we think it should come back to the appropriate advisory committees and take the time to go through and talk about some of these changes. And some of them, as we talked about, you heard this morning, rather, around the communities of concern, I think are important conversations to have. We recognize the change in the definition, and we certainly support the community-based transportation plan process, but think there needs to be a little bit more embedding of that revised definition. Same thing with the changes to the mitigation of air quality, air toxicity, and this idea of self-certification. They'll rise to the, I think, the level, if you look again at the substantive changes to strike-throughs in the packet and the lack of kind of vetting through the appropriate advisory committee. So we think this is something that should go back through the appropriate committees. Obviously, we're glad it was pulled from consent. We could have this chance to raise those issues with you today and then go back and continue to work with all the stakeholder groups. We've been working with the CMAs in different counties on the implementation since the OBAG proposals moved out of MTC. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Dolly Sandoval, followed by Linda Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm speaking, by the way, as an individual and not for the commission as a whole at this point. I just wanted to express on behalf of several of my committee members who have emailed me that as MTC debates this, that you consider and really take into account the production and allocation of housing and affordable housing when disseminating those OBAG monies that we are a number of us are concerned that as the change has occurred in some of the language that's before you today, that the allocation and dissemination of housing monies, and affordable housing in particular, will be diluted. So we ask that as you seek proposals and they come before you, that you go back to some of the original wording so that we can guarantee that in this policy implementation, we can hold all the CMAs accountable for their fair share of housing and that that doesn't get lost. Thank you.
Thank you, Dolly. Linda Jackson.
Thank you, Linda Jackson from the Transportation Authority of Marin. I want to first of all thank staff because they've been at our meetings with the planning directors for CMAs and with the Equity Advocate Committee to work on these proposed revisions for Resolution 4035. I want to suggest that the checklist is actually an efficient and effective way of addressing all the requirements that are listed in the resolution. We support the changes for the air quality and the enforcement being addressed in a different way as expressed in the resolution. And I want to speak a little bit about the communities of care definition. This is not an or proposal, but an and proposal to expand the tent. So I work in a smaller county, one of the smaller counties, and our Health and Human Services Department at the county has talked with our CMA director about what we can do to work and support certain communities in our county that don't meet the criteria. And what we'd like is to be able to have the opportunity to serve these neighbors and our relatives, our cousins, and co-workers who are living in communities that actually would benefit from a community-based transportation plan as an example. So, again, work with staff, and we support their recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the last of my speaker cards, so I'm going to bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Spearing?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think there's been considerable discussion about this, and I'm going to make a proposal today. But, you know, back in May, earlier this year, when we had the joint meeting of ABAG and MTC, Supervisor Haggerty made a motion that would shift $70 million from the proposed regional smart driving program to the PDA implementation and directed staff to work with the CMAs, ABAG, and the MTC would work together. And the purpose of that motion, and Scott certainly can clarify, but my understanding was these funds would be used for startup assessment and implementation of the PDAs in each of the Bay Area nine of the counties, and so they could move forward with much of the needed planning. The of the $70 million proposed for the PDA implementation, I think we all know that that money is not available, but $40 million, from what I understand from staff, is available. The Regional Stationary Planning Fund potentially could be available. The proposal that I would like to make is that we take $20 million of the $40 million in a Regional Stationary Planning Grant and be directed to the PDA implementation for programming as part of the current OBAG cycle, the 2012-16. You know, we've been talking a lot about moving the PDAs forward and energizing them and actually bringing planning to where we can actually start delivering projects. And I think this is the time to make that decision. Developed through a specific PDA work plan, that each of the CMAs can do it in consultation with ABAG and MTC. And what I would like to recommend is that $20 million of the PDA Implementation Investment Program funds be allocated to each CMA, and we will use the RENA OBAG formula that includes, and there would be one provision that there would be a, kind of a hold harmless provision that no county would receive less than $750,000. So I think that adjustment would really just affect Marin and Napa, I believe would be the two counties. And this proposal is significant in providing the necessary work to assist the local cities in time of where many of the planning staffs are being cut back, redevelopment has been eliminated, and so those resources are not available. And so the proposal I would like to make, and hopefully we can have some discussion on this, but I think it's very important that we take this step today and move this money and actually get a commitment to the CMAs that we can move forward with the planning for the PDA process. And so Madam Chair, that's going to be the motion that I would like to make or put on the table. I've got some of the allocations. If someone would like to know what those amounts would be, I certainly could present that too. But it would be using that same RENA OBAG formula. And so with that, I certainly would like to see if there's other discussion. And Scott, was that a fairly accurate portrayal of the motion?
Yeah, I mean, through the chair, I remember way back before there was even an OBAG, there was a lot of discussions at a meeting, a retreat, I believe, that was, I want to say held in Oakland, but I'm getting old. Might have been San Francisco. But there was a discussion that really the CMAs are going to be an integral part in trying to move forward with the planning of the PDAs, and that I think that if we're going to put this type of burden on the CMAs, that we certainly have to give them the money to be able to do it. I sit over at ABAG where many times we are asked to do things and we don't get the money. And we have to try to figure out how to patch everything together to do it. And I certainly don't want to ask all the CMAs to go through that that exercise too. So I think what you've said is fair, and it's certainly something that I will support.
Yeah, so Mark Green wanted to speak, then Mr. Kinsey, then Mr. Liccardo, and then Mr. Bates.
Thank you.
Who was first?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Mr. Green.
I appreciate, Jim, what you're going at. My feeling would be actually even – I know 2020 is it's conceptually an easy sale. 20 states here, 20 goes out. I mean, if it comes down to that's all we can get, I would support that. But frankly, I think we need more. I mean, you mentioned – I think you hit it right on the head when you talked about redevelopment going down the drain. Is that just in our own county where we have 43 of these PDAs launched all throughout Alameda County, and there are many, you know, at least another 150 or so out there for the other eight counties to deal with, is that planning is going to be critical for many of these to keep to even get off the launching pad, so to speak. And I really think that, and I realize that some of that money does need to stay at the regional level. I actually would prefer a 30-10 split, to be completely candid with you. I mean, 30 going out to the CMAs and 10 staying at the regional level. Because I think that there's going to be so many cities, again, throughout all nine counties. I don't know how many cities actually end up having had redevelopment agencies out of the 101 cities in the Bay Area. I don't know if anybody actually knows that number off the top of their head, but it's a huge number. And just in the large cities themselves, I mean, just the top three cities in population of San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, there's an enormous amount of PDA activity. And those, I think that, again, frankly, I would prefer a 30-10 split on tilting toward the CMA standpoint, to be honest with you.
Mr. Kinsey, Commissioner Kinsey, then Commissioner Liccardo, and then Commissioner Bates.
Thank you. I am supportive of the idea that we want to send some of this planning money back to the local communities. I see the CMAs perhaps as a conduit to get the money to the local jurisdictions rather than to establish broader planning programs within the CMA themselves. And so if we're going to go forward on this, I want to be sure that the monies can move to the local jurisdictions that have self-identified their PDAs. Also, I would point out that it's really important to have incentive money for PDAs that are actually going to be implemented. And so we're taking money away from capital investments in actual projects, which we want to see happen, in order to fund the planning. I do support it because I think that we're just implementing this program. There's a lot of education. There's a lot of work to be done. And so I think giving some dollars to CMAs and or to local jurisdictions is an important move, and I would be supporting it. Also, since I have the floor, I would just speak to the issues that were raised about the communities of concern and also about pushing the CMAs to be more involved in air quality issues. I think that we're asking a lot of our CMAs, and I don't think that we want to put them into the business of air quality when we already have a regional program. And as to the communities of concern, I do think that it's critically important that Lifeline dollars be spent in disadvantaged communities, low-income communities. But I think the existing list does ignore pockets of characterized by the same conditions, and that at a local level we would be best able to identify where there are areas outside of those census tracts that have already been identified. So in that regard, I do support the language that was negotiated by the CMAs and the staff. Thank you.
Okay, we have Commissioner Liccardo, Commissioner Bates, and then Commissioner Wiener.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm open to this idea of investing in PDA development. My concern is really that we really don't have a clear understanding of what we're giving up. And clearly, whatever we're taking from Wabag, we know that the transit needs are extraordinary in our region. We know we're severely under-maintained. We're underserving a large community out there that needs bus and rail service. And I'd like us to at least take some time and understand first what the options are in the individual CMAs, as well as to understand what we're losing with $20 million going from one pot to another. And so I would just ask, you know, would the maker of the motion consider a deferral for a month just so that we could have that conversation and to offer sort of a perspective from my own area of the region? You know, we're requiring developers to pay for planning in urban village areas that we've designated through our general plan because we believe in a world without redevelopment. Developers have a strong desire to build. They will find the resources to help us do the planning. I'm guessing other jurisdictions have employed similar approaches, and I'd hate to see public dollars that could be used to run buses used to subsidize essentially planning activities that could be absorbed by the private sector. So I think those are all questions that we want to ask in a deliberate way, and recognizing that this approach, you know, while it may be a good one, has really just come to us today. I'd ask for time to be able to evaluate and have staff input.
Okay, we have Commissioner Bates, then Commissioner Wiener. Well,
thank you. I'd like the question raised by Commissioner Liccardo be responded by the maker of the motion about a deferral.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'd like you to respond to the notion about the referral. Deferral. Yeah,
first of all, this money is for planning for PDAs. It's not for transit, and you know. No. What I'm making is this money is for PDA.
I Commissioner Liccardo, what it means, and what are the choices? What are we not doing, or what could we be doing that we won't be able to do because we don't have the funds? And the same thing is true, I think, for what we have for the resolution before us too. I think that I'm wondering why we need to rush to judgment when we haven't really, you know, reached out to people like the Policy Advisory Committee or the Regional Equity Working Group. They should have an opportunity to weigh in on this. They may come back with the idea that this is the right way to go. But just to suddenly have it appear on Friday and then not have the opportunity for input concerns me. And, you know, I understand that the CMAs are looking after the CMA's interests, and, you know, they may have the right idea. I'm concerned that I have been skeptical all along, as you probably know, about the issue that we're going to get the affordable housing. I just feel like unless the hammer is there or some way or the incentives are there, we're not going to occur. And so I would strongly suggest that we defer all of those questions for the next meeting, and if it's appropriate, I would offer a substitute motion that we ask that the motion before us be deferred for a month, and that we ask that the issue of 4035 also be deferred for a month to allow more additional input and opportunity for people to comment.
Okay.
So I'd ask for a second on the substitute.
We have a motion for a substitute motion, and we have a second on a substitute motion. Can we continue the discussion before we get to any kind of...
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to withdraw my second because I'm actually going to have to leave shortly for a flight. So I better withdraw the second, recognizing that there may be changes or modifications, and I won't be able to be here to agree or not.
Okay. We have a motion for a one-month deferral. Is there a second? Mr. Weiner, you second the motion?
No.
Okay. Can I ask our counsel, do we need to take that motion, or can I finish discussion before we deal with that motion?
You can finish discussion, and then you vote on the substitute.
Correct.
Motion.
There is
okay.
No substitute.
Just for clarification, there is no substitute motion. That's
it's just
the
a motion,
motion
to continue.
No motion. I didn't make a motion. There wasn't a second. So that is a motion.
I'm sorry.
So after discussion, we certainly can make a substitute motion to that one.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I'll make that a motion then to ask for the deferral and not a substitute.
Okay. There's a motion, a second, and we'll continue discussion. Commissioner Weiner, then Commissioner Dodd.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I prefer to go with the staff approach. I completely understand the thinking behind the motion to amend or whatever it formally is. But I prefer having this be a grant-making program where proposals rise or fall on the merits, regardless of where they happen to reside. This is a regional issue about promoting good PDA planning. So that would be my preference, and I also would be supportive of delaying this a month so that we can have further dialogue about what the best way to proceed is. In the event that this does move forward today, and I have no idea where the votes are on this, one thing I would request there is no motion, but once there is a motion, I would make a hopefully a friendly motion to amend so that in San Francisco that the funding, that the block grant would go to our planning department as opposed to our CMA. And I make that request because San Francisco, of course, is a city and a county, so there isn't this issue of the CMA being at a different level than various planning departments in different cities and towns. In San Francisco, our planning department does a lot of transportation planning. It is the center of land use planning, planning around affordable housing. It houses our environmental review officer. And so I think for San Francisco, that is what would make sense. So if this is going to move forward, I would request that that for San Francisco, the grant go to our planning department.
Okay. Commissioner Dodd?
Yes, Madam Chair. I think the idea that this is coming out from out in left field is a bit harsh. I can certainly understand the fact that it's being pulled off the consent calendar, and that may be a concern for some. But this was something that was discussed. I go back to Supervisor Hagerty's motion at the meeting. We've had subsequent meetings with the CMAs and staff reflecting our position on this, and I just don't have any problem with this going forward. And I don't think this should be a surprise, because this is what the majority of the commissioners stated they wanted.
Okay. Commissioner Campos, then Commissioner Mullen, or vice versa.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate the discussion. I guess from my perspective, I think that a lot of good ideas have been raised, and I appreciate the issues that were underlying the motion by Commissioner Sparing. I'd just like a little bit more time to understand more about what this does. So I think that taking the time to do that probably makes sense. and as to the point of San Francisco, whether or not the money should go to the CMA or to planning, I don't know that I actually agree with that. I respect Commissioner Wiener's perspective, but I think that there's a reason why the CMAs have played this role. So I don't know that I would be supporting a motion that would take them out of that process. Thank you.
Commissioner Mullen.
Madam Chairwoman, just a clarification on Commissioner Sparing's point, which got truncated a bit. It is the thought that this $20 million is coming out of a planning pot of 40 that couldn't be allocated for some other use anyway. So this is planning money. The question is a matter of timing, and are we moving this $20 million into the current OBEC cycle? That's the essence of the conversation. Thank you.
Staff needs to be okay, any other questions? I'm sorry. Ann, do you want to make a comment, and then I'll go to Commissioner McKenzie?
I just thought it would be important to clarify a couple of things. The $40 million.
Pull it closer to you.
I'm sorry. The current OBEG policy includes the $40 million for a regional program for PDA planning. So the purpose is for PDA planning, and that was always intended. The purpose for that within that program were three pieces: the Affordable Housing Fund, additional investment there for purposes of supplementing what had been done prior to leverage a 4-to-1 ratio with private sector investment in affordable housing. The second was to provide the jurisdictions additional planning assistance, continuing the station area planning program. And then the third was to provide some planning staff support directly to jurisdictions. I think what's being proposed today is basically to peel off a half of the funding for that for purposes of the CMAs taking into their world the planning for the PDAs. And I just wanted to clarify for the commission that the existing policy has those three elements, and so we'd have to make also an adjustment to that program in the case of changing the $40 million to a $20 million program.
Commissioner McKenzie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jake McKenzie, representing Sonoma County in the Nine Cities. I'd just like to say that, in fact, as Commissioner Haggerty had moved and we had approved back at our May meeting, the $70 million for PDA was for PDA implementation. All of that is not available as part of this current cycle. And as we've just heard from staff, $40 million of that was made available, as I understand it, for regional planning funds. And so what Commissioner Sparing has proposed, and with which I would agree, is that $20 million of that be allocated according to the weighted formula to the nine counties and be available for PDA implementation and investment, and should move forward right away. This is not a new concept. I mean, this has been approved by the commission back in May, and so I'm in support of the putative motion made by Commissioner Sparing, and will be willing to second it when he makes such a motion, but we're not there yet, I guess.
Okay. Any other comments from any other commissioners? The only comment I have, you know, I don't dislike the idea. I've talked with our CMA. I guess the only concern I have is, you know, to know after what Ann said is, okay, if we do this, what does it mean over here? And whether or not it would be better to submit it to staff and say, okay, if at the next meeting we want to do this, what does it mean for those other areas so we have a better understanding of what it is? You know, it's just, you know, it's not that we haven't talked about doing it, but it doesn't tell us what it does to the other pieces. I'm more inclined to see if it could come back next month with this proposal and its impact on how that would affect what we're doing, so it's all laid out in black and white. Just a suggestion, but if there are no other comments, we do have a motion on the floor.
Madam Chair, I'm going to make a substitute motion.
But I think for, we have a substitute motion.
Yes, which is going to be my original proposal that I presented, is that we would allocate $20 million under the terms that I had explained earlier for implementation of the PDA planning process. And so that would be the motion, as I said, with the
funding formula that was
outlined. Which I will second.
Okay, we have a substitute motion by Commissioner Spearing and a second by Commissioner Haggerty.
Fine.
I suppose maybe it would be best to do,
clarification on the motion. I had requested that the funds could be passed through to local jurisdictions. I want to know if the motion intends to allow for that. And also, I did hear Commissioner Weiner ask that it could be directed to the planning department. So I was just curious as to whether the motion incorporated that opportunity.
Well, it did. The pass-through, I thought, was implied. And I thought it was part of a previous discussion. So if that needs to be clarified, I would include that. I'm hearing conflicting, and so the proposal was for the CMAs, and so
well, I'd appreciate Anne perhaps making clear whether the motion that she hears on the floor would permit a CMA to pass it through to local jurisdictions that are doing the planning.
Currently, the $40 million program would have passed through, would have been direct grants to jurisdictions and not for PDA planning by CMAs. So if that is still the intent, but the decision is that the CMAs would have oversight over that process, that's what I'm understanding is what we're saying. I wanted to point out that the OBAG program also provided the flexibility for CMA planning funds to be drawn from the flexible OBAG funding. And we do know that most counties are already dedicating some of the OBAG funding for CMA planning.
What's the rush?
For the direction of the funding to the purposes that were first identified for the PDA activities.
Okay, let me, Commissioner Campos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a procedural legal question through the chair just for our counsel. Just the lawyer and me can't help but think about these things. For purposes of the Brown Act, do we have to provide any public comment because we have motions that may be changing what's on the, at least what has been commented on? Just a quick question through the chair to our legal counsel.
I think you should offer the opportunity to comment.
Okay. We can do that. And I'll do that after Commissioner Weiner.
Thank you. Your motion has been made and seconded. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, but, Scott, let us take public testimony because I think there's a way we can find this balance that you're looking for.
Well, I would like to at least put a motion to amend the motion on the table.
Okay.
So, colleagues, as I mentioned before, San Francisco, as both a city and a county, is, I think, different than the structure of the other counties. And this is about PDA planning. PDA planning in San Francisco is done by our planning department. Planning department did the planning for the Transbay Transit Center District, for the Eastern Neighborhoods Plan, for the Market Octavia Plan, and these are all integrated land use transportation plans, and that's the planning department, not our CMA. And so because of the uniqueness of San Francisco's structure, I believe that it should go to the planning department, and so I make a motion to amend to state that for the city.
Yeah, I'll just accept that as a friendly amendment to the motion.
Okay, so that's the amended motion. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask a quick question of staff? Have you seen this proposed submittal that we're talking about? Okay. I'm happy to give you I just think it'd be helpful because we're asking questions of Anne to respond, and I'm not sure whether or not things are in here that you can respond to if you haven't seen it.
We have not seen it yet today.
Okay. Maybe I should. That's just one question. Let me see if there's any public that would like to speak on this issue. I have one card so far. Okay. Parissa Weeks.
Good morning. Parissa Fatehi Weeks from Public Advocates. Thanks for opening it back up for this proposal in particular. As Chair Tissier just confirmed, we've never seen this proposal in writing. There's been absolutely no opportunity for your advisory committees, including the Policy Advisory Council, to review this and just discuss the trade-offs, because perhaps it is a good idea, perhaps it isn't. But if it is a good idea, then it will make it through that process and come back to you in a solid way. So we would really appreciate seeing this come back to you next month. We've heard from CMAs that there isn't a rush to make this decision today, so we'd push for that. Similarly, with the changes being made that you've already discussed, that was on consent calendar, didn't go to your advisory committee, so both things should really be deferred until next month. Thanks.
Thank you. Commissioner Bates?
Yeah, I want to understand. Maybe staff can explain this to me. So if we take $20 million and we give it to the CMAs are then going to plan for the PDAs? What are they going to do with the money?
I'm sorry, I really can't say right now. I've just been handed the proposal, so I'm not sure what the intention was, whether it was for planning.
So in the past, though, we've been proceeding under the situation that local governments that do the planning, planning departments, would determine the PDAs, not the CMAs. I don't know how the CMAs would do the planning for the cities and the counties. So I think there's a lot of confusion, you guys, and I just don't understand. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's some agenda that's being out there that this policy can't stand scrutiny. I don't know why we can't delay it for a month. I mean, the CMAs are not asking for it right away. Our staff hasn't even seen it. And then to move forward just because we think it's a good idea without knowing the full ramification of it makes no sense at all. So, I mean, if people wanted to go this way, fine, but I just think it makes really no sense. There's no rush, and why are we doing this when we can delay it for a month and actually find out what the heck we're doing?
Okay, I have one. Looks like one more speaker card, and then Beth
Paul Lucas.
Thank you,
Beth Paul Lucas, Deputy Director of Planning with the Alameda CTC. I just wanted to clarify the point that the intent of the funds would be to, for the CMAs to pass it through to the local jurisdictions to plan for their PDAs, because they don't have the money, and we are in the best position to be able to tell which one of our PDAs are ready to move forward and can successfully use the dollars to plan and move forward the PDA. So it is intended for the local jurisdictions to use.
Okay. Any last comments? Okay, we do have a substitute motion from Mr. Spearing, seconded by Mr. Haggerty, with a friendly amendment to it. Should we do a roll call?
Yes.
Okay.
Commission Chair TCA?
I'm going to vote no, only because I really think we need to give it more time and have staff also take a look at it and bring it back to us next month.
Vice Chair Rainworth?
Aye.
Commissioner Bates? Commissioner Campos?
No.
Commissioner Cortese?
Aye.
Commissioner Dodd?
Yes.
Commissioner Glover?
Yes.
Commissioner Green?
Yes.
Commissioner Haggerty?
Yes.
Commissioner Kinsey?
Yes.
Commissioner Licardo? Left. Commissioner McKenzie?
Aye.
Commissioner Mullen?
Inclined to support the policy, but can wait a month, so I'm voting no.
Commissioner Spearing?
Yes.
Commissioner Winner?
No.
Five no's?
It appears it's nine yeses. Okay. So the motion passes. So therefore, we don't take on the next motion. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. We will then move to item number 7.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry.
I just want to confirm that did the action that we just took include the revised staff recommendations about on the other matters? Did we approve the entirety of 4035, or were we just voting on the substitute motion around the $20 million? I just want to confirm that.
I was under the impression that was a substitute motion for 4035.
That's correct. Including the proposed revisions with this addition. Okay.
That was my understanding.
Madam Chair, I don't think that was the case. I don't think that was the wording of the motion. So if So I'd ask the council to give us an opinion on that.
As a seconder of the motion, I can't speak to the one that made the motion, but as a seconder, that's I understood it, that we were it was the whole package.
Yeah. Well,
modification. You know, unfortunately, we don't have a stenographer here who could read back the motion, and I don't have a clear recollection of it word for word. So I'll have to ask Commissioner Sparing to please clarify.
Yeah, I mean, if you need clarity, I'll just make a motion that we approve 4035 with the amended change of the $20 million. And so, you know, the intent of that $20 million is just to see that it's dedicated to the CMAs for PDA planning for the local jurisdictions. That was the intent. And so there's no sinister plot here. And that would be my motion, is that we adopt the rest of 4035.
Okay, so that's a substitute motion.
That's a
clarification. Clarification. Okay.
And that's with the friendly amendment that was accepted.
Well, how did you vote? Yes or no?
You voted no.
I'm just clarifying the motion.
Let me clarify. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I help Mr. Campos there with the CMA.
Hang on a second. Okay, so we're redoing the motion so that it's clear for council?
This is the balance.
This is just, this is 4035 with this amendment that adds the $20 million, puts the $20 million into the PDAs or to the CMA's allocation. With the friendly amendment by Mr. Weiner. That's what the...
And the remainder of the staff recommendation.
And the remainder, yes, whatever's important. And was seconded by Mr. Haggerty. Do we need to vote again on this to be sure?
Let's vote again.
Okay, let's... Mr. Campos?
Thank you. And again, I'm open to discussing more as to whether or not planning is the right place in San Francisco, but for purposes of consistency, I would ask that we divide the question so that we vote separately on the issue of whether or not in San Francisco it should go to the CMA or planning department.
That wasn't the motion that we've already put forward.
This is just dealing with the remainder of 4035, just for clarity. That's all it is. It's not a new motion.
Okay.
It's not a new issue.
Point of order?
Yes.
Is the motion then to adopt the other aspects of 4035 that were not adopted by the previous motion?
I think it's just to clarify the motion, original substitute motion was, and that was to approve 4035 with the staff changes that included the amendment by Mr. Spearing, which included the friendly amendment by Mr. Weiner. We're just, for council's sake, we're just going to revote so that it's clear that that was the motion, because we didn't have a stenographer to verify that. So I'm going to ask for a roll call vote again.
Commission Chair TCA?
No.
Commissioner Rainworth?
Aye.
Commissioner Bates?
No.
Commissioner Campos?
No.
Commissioner Cortesi?
Aye.
Commissioner Dodd?
Yes.
Commissioner Glover?
Yes.
Commissioner Green?
Yes.
Commissioner Haggerty?
Yes.
Commissioner Kinsey?
Yes.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Yep.
Commissioner Mullen? Commissioner Spearing?
Yes.
Commissioner Winner?
No.
Vote stays with 5 no's and 9 yes.
Same vote. Okay. All right. Is that clear? Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone feels good that that's clear. Okay. We will now move on to item number 7. Programming and Allocations Committee, Mr. Glover.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was not in attendance at that meeting, so I'm going to refer to Vice Chair Campos, who conducted the meeting.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and Chair Glover. The Programming and Allocations Committee met on October 10, 2012. One item is before you for action. It's MTC Resolution Number 4072. Which establishes the Transit Capital Priorities Policy to govern the programming of approximately $390 million annually in Federal Transit Administration FTA formula funds and $150 million in Transit Capital Rehabilitation funding included in Cycle 2 STP CMAQ. The proposed policy reflects changes to the FTA programs under the MAP 21 authorization, sets annual funding levels for the Transit Performance Initiative, TPI incentive and investment programs at $15 million and $13 million, respectively. and approves the fiscal year 2012-13 transition year TPI incentive program formula based on each other, each operator's share of ridership. So with that presentation, I make a motion that we approve MTC resolution number 4072.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Campos and a second by, okay, Commissioner Kinsey. I do have several cards, so perhaps before we vote, if we can hear from these individuals. I believe it's Zeke Osmond, if I'm pronounced that correctly, followed by Maria Lopez, followed by Angelina Yu.
Hi, good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Zeke Osmond, and I'm from POWER, part of the Free Media for Youth Coalition. And I just wanted to reassure some things. So this is like going to increase transit ridership, and that is a goal for funding the program. And it is an important goal of our pilot project, and that is why our program is a good fit for this funding. Families that have been forced by high bus fares to drive or walk long distances would be able to have their kids ride the bus. Youth from moderate-income families who do not currently ride the bus would be attracted to start riding. And as for education, our pilot project will educate a new generation of transit riders. And after evaluation, our pilot project has an evaluation component which will work with the MTC to make sure that the evaluation measures any increases in ridership. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we have Maria Lopez.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Maria Lopez. Soy miembro de POWER. De Muni Gratis para los jóvenes, nosotros apoyamos al propuesto de fondos de la iniciativa de función de tránsito.
We support, my name is Maria Lopez from POWER. We support the transit performance initiative funding proposal.
Estamos contentos de que esta propuesta permitirá que cada condado tenga la opción de usar fondos del IFT para programas de piloto de jóvenes y personas de bajos recursos.
We are very happy that this proposal would allow each county the option to use funds for a youth or low-income pass pilot program.
Estos fondos permitirán que San Francisco inicie el proyecto de piloto para pasajes gratis de Muni para jóvenes de bajos recursos.
Please approve the Transit Performance Initiative funding proposal and release the funds for this year immediately.
Es importante que el primer año de fondos sean saldados inmediatamente nuestra comunidad está en crisis las familias de bajos recursos, especialmente afroamericanos, latinos, asiáticos de las islas pacíficas han sido importados para que otros por la crisis económica por el costo alto de vivir sin este programa nuestros jóvenes continuarán teniendo problemas con vivir sin este programa, el costo del poder llegar a la escuela, al trabajo, programas después de escuela.
Low-income families, especially African American, Latino, Asian, and Pacific Islander families, have been hit the hardest by the economic crisis and are struggling with the high cost of living. Without this program, our youth continue to have trouble being able to afford to get to school, work, and after-school programs.
Por favor, aprueben nuestros fondos para Muni Gratis. Gracias.
Gracias. Thank you, and please support this program.
Angelina Yeo, youth organizer with the Chinatown Community Development Center. I'm here speaking today to urge the commission to approve the funding of the Transit Performance Initiative. Again, we want to highlight that this is a very creative policy approach to really tackling two goals that the commission has been working actively towards. And the first goal is to increase transit ridership, and the second of which is to look at increasing future transit ridership. The TPI funding provides discretionary funding to be used by each allocator, which is very appropriate. And we particularly like the fact that there's a built-in approval that allows each operator the opportunity to see where they see fit. By approving TPI fundings, it'll allow youth to get used to transit ridership and hopefully continue to use transit well into the future.
Thank you. That's the last of my speaker cards, so I'll bring it back to the commission. There was a motion and a second to approve resolution number 4072. All in favor? I'm sorry, Mr. Wiener.
Yeah, it's okay.
Comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be supporting this resolution today, and I want to thank the staff and commissioners for working together to put together flexible funding to be allocated, and then the local jurisdictions can make a determination about how best to increase ridership, improve reliability, et cetera. I know that I do want to point out that this funding, in addition to being usable for a free pass program, is also usable for other needs to improve reliability and performance for the population, whether it's purchasing new vehicles, rehabilitating existing vehicles. I know that in San Francisco, we have huge needs for our system. We don't have enough light rail vehicles. We have vehicles that are broken down, and we don't have funding to repair them. And so I have been public in my concerns about using money that could go to increase the reliability of the system to provide a free pass. And I continue to hold that view, but we will be having a discussion within San Francisco and at the MTA to make that decision. And, again, I will be supporting the resolution today. Thank you.
Any other comments, Mr. Campos?
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate the many uses that this can have, and we look forward to having that discussion. But for purposes of the program that we're talking about, the MTA Board of Directors has already made a decision on that, and so we look forward to this program going forward.
Okay, Mr. Haggerty.
Well, thanks for drawing me into this conversation. I'd like to be clear that if there's an agency, and I'm referring even to BART, that is getting monies and do not put them into their state of good repair and then come to us later and say we need money for state of good repair, I'll be a no vote. And I just want to be really clear about that, because right now we need to have a transit system that is reliable before we start implementing piece-by-piece programs that we just think would be kind of fluffy for our community.
Actually, I just want to correct one thing. Commissioner Campos made a comment that about MTA's approval. MTA has not made a determination about how to spend this current money. That is still a topic of conversation.
Okay, any other Commissioner Kinsey?
Thank you. I want to just say that I think this is the right way for us to move. When we stepped back in July, it wasn't because we didn't believe that a youth pass was a good thing, but we believe that there should be a program that gives each community the opportunity to figure out how best to use it. And the goal is to increase transit ridership. And I think that I'm supporting this motion today as an improved opportunity and an opportunity for all communities. And the goal is to increase transit ridership. That's what our sustainability program said we need to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Yeah. Commissioner Campos.
Just have two words. Go Giants.
All right. I'm with you on that one. Okay. Any other comments? Seeing none, there's a motion and a second. On the Giants winning the series. I mean, wait a minute. I got it all mixed up. Motion is
one
thing at a time. On resolution 4072. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that the motion passes. Okay. Now, any public comment? I have no cards. Then we'll adjourn the meeting till Wednesday, November 28th. Thank you, everyone, for